Okay, today we're here with Larry from Newport Beach, and he's going to tell us about how he came to get treatments from Dr. Tong. How are you today?
Good, just had a treatment.
Okay, good. How are you feeling?
Good. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened, what your problem was?
Okay. I first came to Dr. Tong. I think it's been, what's it been? Do you remember from my records? It's been 6 months? Or
a few months.
Kind of, it's been several months ago, about the last 6 months. I had a problem with my right knee. Yeah, I injured it playing tennis. And I went to an orthopedic surgeon, and I had an MRI. Mm-hmm. And basically, he said my knee was worn out, and I should consider getting a new knee.
A replacement
knee, which didn't sound too inviting, so
right.
I kept trying different things, and I even went as far as to make an appointment to see another orthopedic surgeon,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't get through the receptionist. I know she wanted to know too much information on the phone, and so I was impatient, so I didn't do that. And
did that other orthopedic surgeon want to do for you?
Well, he seemed to specialize with athletes, and I have a background of playing a lot of tennis, and he specialized in athletes, and it was the idea of maybe injections or kind of an orthoscopic type of surgery possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still kind of open to different things,
right.
So that's what he seemed to specialize in.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even get in for an appointment there. Didn't quite work into my schedule, couldn't get by the receptionist. And that weekend I dropped by the tennis club, still having not been able to play for almost a year, and just seeing my friends. And
right, so you couldn't play at all?
No, not since I heard it. In fact, I heard it playing a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing the senior division. I'm 54 now, so
mm-hmm.
playing with the old guys out there, but tried to do too much. So I saw a friend of mine, Daoud. And we're talking about pains and injuries like a lot of the senior players do, and he's telling me about some experience he had, and he's asked me about my knee and told him. And some way or other, I happened to mention that I had acupuncture, back in the late 60s,
mm-hmm.
when it was almost unheard of for my knees. I had rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
I was diagnosed with that and couldn't play. I had to stop playing then. And the acupuncture actually worked then. I had a full-time job. I quit my job, played the international circuit for a year, played the U.S. Open, played at Wimbledon,
mm-hmm.
played all over the world, and just had a great experience with it. I felt great.
And your knees
and,
worked.
Yeah,
okay.
And they worked, and I happened to think acupuncture. You know, why don't I try that again?
Mm-hmm.
And Daoud, as soon as he heard acupuncture come out of my mouth, he says, I'll tell him about Dr. Tong. And so he told him about his experience, and he even knew the phone number by heart. I think, what was it, 556 Tong or something
yeah.
like that? He thought of him, and he says, I know the number, so he gave me the number, and that was on the weekend. That Monday morning I called and got in that week,
mm-hmm.
and went through all the treatments with it, and within a couple of months, I was, had a combination of his injections, which I think was much better than the acupuncture.
Right,
it seemed to work faster.
Right.
And then I had the acupuncture also,
mm-hmm.
had some herbs that I started mixing a brew and drinking two or three times a day,
mm-hmm.
had some other supplements, so I was very dedicated and did everything, and within a couple of months, I was back out on the tennis court again.
Great. So you're playing regularly now.
I'm playing regularly now, but I'm back in again today because I hurt my other knee. I just felt so good. I played a little too much.
Right. That tends to happen
and
here.
Having played competitive tournament tennis since I was 8 or 9 years old, you know, and you get this age, they wear out a little bit, but as long as I pace myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, I should have no pain, so I feel in a few more weeks, it'll get me back out on the court again.
Great. Yeah, it's all about balance.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you're back to playing tennis, and also your son and your daughter have come in?
Yeah, my son has had problems too. He came in as a senior in high school, so you can imagine what it was like bringing a high school teenager in
mm-hmm.
here, and but he was having some problems. And he came in. In fact, he's a freshman at USC this year, and he'll be playing on the tennis team there.
Oh, okay.
And he even came in and had some good results from it. And I have a daughter who was in college at that time and also a tennis player, and she came in. She's having trouble concentrating and had some treatments and felt a lot better with that.
Great.
So my wife will be next, I guess.
That's good. Just bring them all in.
Right, right.
Okay, so basically, you come in for tune-ups or whenever you get hurt or anything.
Exactly,
like that.
Yeah.
And how's your performance level now? Is it the same, or you play just as well? You feel good?
I have so much more energy.
You have even more
energy?
Yeah,
I feel much better.
Okay.
Yeah, besides my knees, it's just affected my overall being. In fact, I forgot to mention when I came in for my knee, I feared, well, this is starting to work. I'll have him take a crack at my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this neck problem since I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
It's from an auto accident, and it's just, I've learned to live with it.
Right.
Just arthritis and everything is built up, and that's about 85 to 90% healed.
Right.
And my wife, who kind of thinks this is maybe kind of, what do you call it?
Voodoo
type of medicine or something. She had to mention one day, geez, you don't have that twitch or that movement you make with your neck all the time. So she says, maybe that is working.
But you're going to have to convert her.
Yeah, that's right. So that was a nice little extra benefit to get my neck fixed, too.
Great. Okay, so this seems to be working for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so thanks for sharing your story with us.
Okay.
And we'll keep you updated on Larry's progress.